And we welcome John and Teresa Whitty into our studio once again, like we do every week.
You bet. Here we are. Thank
you. What did you say, Teresa?
Thank you, Paul.
Oh, okay. I thought you said I was cute.
Oh, you're cute too, yes.
All right.
Well, let's don't move
right. Never says that to me.
Well, it sounded like that's what she said.
You're going to get me in trouble now.
No, I'm sorry. All right, let's John, let's move along here.
Yeah, let's do that. It's getting warm in here.
Subject matter.
Good grief.
I swear, you sound like you said you're too cute.
I don't usually say that to too many guys.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are going to head south.
We are heading to the warm. Yeah, we get to take a week off and go to Florida, and we're pretty excited about that.
Visiting some friends.
But tell them the reason why you're going to Florida.
Oh, well, you know, John's this rock and roll guitar player, you know.
Yeah.
And his old band has been back together now since all the kids are gone and whatnot. And we're going to go down to Florida. One of them is there for the winter, and they're going to play.
All right. And you got a venue to play in, John?
Yeah.
What's the band's name?
Rocks.
Rocks. R-O-X.
Yeah. Back from 1987 is when we started. That's a couple years ago. And ironically, we were a hair band. And now,
one of them has hair.
Yeah, our singer still has great hair, but the rest of us, So,
you got the band back together?
Yes, indeed. It's been a lot of fun.
Where are you going to play?
Port Charlotte.
Yeah, there's a little place called Lettuce Lake that has a pavilion with a stage and all that stuff, and there's always music down there. So we're playing
just north of Fort Myers
that next weekend.
Nice. So,
but we bring it up not to brag, but we are very excited, and we don't get to do this every year, so
very fortunate.
But we just want to share that our hours will be different than for the next week. Alexa will be there. Alexa's been with us for couple of years. It was 3 years.
I'm sure longer.
So she is very capable. If you have not met Alexa, she's just a sweetheart. And she can run that shop while we're gone. She does a really good job. She can do home visits. So she will be available. She won't be there full time.
Yep.
Because she does still homeschool, so she's got some school to do. But she will be there part of each day. And so call and leave a message if she's not there, or call to make an appointment, or to see if she's in. She'll usually be there in the mornings.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, Alexa does a little photography on the side, too.
She does. Mm-hmm. Alexa Montaigne. She's fabulous.
And she took our couple, Roxy and I's, pictures and did a great job.
Yeah,
they were very cute pictures, Paul.
Yes, you both looked very cute.
Good. That's the word of the day.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, good. Yep, so different hours this week.
Different hours this week, yep, but we'll still be there, and, you know, she can call us at any time.
Okay.
So. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, last week we started talking about mice things you didn't know. So I thought, let's just revisit that a little bit and find out what kind of things we can change on our computers that we maybe didn't know about.
That little mouse thing. Why do they call it a mouse?
Oh, remember, we talked about that once. Yep. The flashing cursor back in the day, they used to call that a cat. You know, they call that cursor, flashing cursor, a cat.
Oh, the little arrow on your screen?
And so then what...
That used to flash?
Yeah. Well, when you had DOS, you know, when you had just a blinking screen, or the green screen, you know, with the thing, and you type in a command, and that was called a cat. And so when they came up with a graphical thing that had a little, you know, pointer to point to that, they would chase the cat with the mouse, and that's why they called it a mouse.
Awesome.
Yeah,
it's kind of backwards because the mouse gets chased by the cat.
That's all right.
Well, it's kind of a chicken versus egg thing, I think. So what came first, the cat?
And it kind of looks like a mouse.
It does look like a mouse with the tail.
Yeah,
but backwards. I'm holding my mouse backwards here. See, there's the tail.
Bite ya.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, I was saying last week my question was, you know, how do you know your mouse is dying, or
Right.
How do you know that? Or should you does it have batteries? Should you change batteries?
Well, the ones that plug in don't have batteries, and the only way you really know that they are going bad is that they're not doing what they're supposed to do. So if you're moving it and it's jumping to other parts of the screen, or you just can't get it to, you know, it's real sluggish.
My issue is the clicking part.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the clicking, that's what we started talking about. You can tell your mouse if you want it, what you want it to do when you click it once, what you want to do when you double click it, what you want to do when it right clicks.
Okay.
You can change all of those things. You can change how many lines you scroll when you move your.
Really?
Do you have one of those with the wheel?
Dials.
Yep.
Wheel.
Yep. Usually they go one line at a time, but if you want to go faster, you can make it scroll faster.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You can make your mouse itself. A lot of times when people get older and they have trouble seeing the mouse, you can make that cursor bigger, the arrow on the screen.
Okay.
You can make that bigger, and you can make it go slower.
Yeah. You told me about that before. You can make that little arrow bigger, and I did that on my computer in my office. I love it.
Nice. Yeah.
I catch it and see it a lot easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you set it to the fastest setting, it's pretty fast. And when, you know,
what do you mean by fast? What
like makes when it fast? You move your mouse across the screen,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
You move your hand on the mouse.
Yep.
How fast does that arrow go across the screen?
You can make that more sensitive or less sensitive.
And so people who have, physical issues, like they're maybe a little shaky,
yep.
They have trouble getting it where it's supposed to be. And so if you have it move slower, if you slow that mouse down, it's a little easier to get it where you need it to be. Mm-hmm. So there's
did
just
not know that.
Some
and you can also slow the double click down. So instead of a click, like you maybe you need a click.
Well, the reason I asked that question about is how do I tell if my mouse is dying? I have trouble with, like, drop-down boxes. This is my home computer mm-hmm. at home. My drop-down boxes, I click once and the box should be dropped down. No, I got to just jam that thing, click to get it to work. And then it'll disappear. And the box will come down and quick disappear. Yeah. And I got to click again. And it's frustrating.
And something to check is you can always check your port first. So if I had a mouse that plugged in,
mm-hmm.
first thing I would do is plug it into a different USB port.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And they're all the same. So if it plugs into one, it can plug into another.
Right.
Maybe your port's going bad.
Oh.
If that doesn't make any changes, then, try a different mouse.
Okay.
And if that doesn't make any changes, then you probably need to get it cleaned up.
Right. Because when I wanted to print, I got to click the print button 4, 5, 6 times.
Yeah, that shouldn't be.
Yeah, that's something wrong. But one other thing just to mention when we're talking about troubleshooting, if you're having trouble, like the mouse isn't tracking properly on your desktop, maybe try putting something down, like a mouse pad or a piece of paper or something too, because I've had people that say, oh, this mouse isn't any good. And then I'm like, well, maybe it's just if you have a really glossy surface or something, it'll reflect that and not do that right. So I've seen people toss perfectly good mice thinking that was that, and it was actually just the desktop. That's the thing to think about.
And of course, wireless mice, those batteries go dead and it just stops working.
Yeah, they don't give you a warning. I mean, they're either all or nothing.
Wireless
mouse. They just stop and get it.
I said mouses.
Right? I don't know what the plural of mice is.
Mice, mouses.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maynard will tell us. He's the English major.
Okay.
All right. So good.
So you can do things. You can tell, even if you're left-handed, you can change your mouse so that the right click is actually on the left side.
I did not know that.
So, if you ever get a left-hand person's mouse, it's impossible to use. I've done that before.
It's a different part of your brain, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got to flip everything.
You can switch the right and left over?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, I learned a lot about mice today.
Well, you can do things like that with your keyboard as well. There's different settings that you can have on your keyboard. There's all sorts of settings in the personalization area.
Yeah.
Just Google mouse setting, not Google, but search in your search bar for mouse settings, and that'll take you to the area where you can make those changes.
Yeah, that's simple. So, all right, real good. That was a fun program. All right.
Simple things sometimes.
Yep. All right. Once again, hours this week?
Yeah, hours this week are for the next week. It's from like Wednesday to Wednesday. Going to vary, so give us a call and see. Make sure Lex is there, or leave a message and she'll call you back with an appointment. 320-698-4747.
Or you can send an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
support@ruralsolutions.com.
Yep.
Yes.
You like email?
Yeah.
I like email.
Hey, John, have fun on the band this week.
Will do.
I'm looking forward to some Snapchats.
I think that we're going to probably do some of that.
All right. Thanks, guys, and enjoy the warm weather.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.